BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The following podcast contains some strong language.
The chant that was ringing round the ground before then was, "You're getting sacked in the morning," and who knows, he possibly will.
Welcome to Sacked in the Morning, your guide on how to survive in the cutthroat world that is football management. I'm Amy Irons, sports presenter and daughter of a manager, so I know only too well the stresses that come with the job. And by my side, the Peter Taylor to my Brian Clough, it's Craig Levine, former manager of, well, Craig, why don't you just run us through all the clubs?
All right. Cowdenbeath.
Yep.
Hearts. Leicester, Raith Rovers for a short spell, Dundee United, Scotland, Hearts.
And how many of them were you sacked from?
Too many.
How many of them happened in the morning?
Leicester, morning. Scotland job. Good question, actually. That dragged on. I don't think I was sacked in the morning for that one. I'm not sure, though. And this Hearts one, definitely in the morning.
You remember that one?
And Budge sacked me. And I've never felt anything like this before. I actually felt so sorry for her when she was giving me the sack, because we got on so well and she was quite emotional about it.
But that song that we hear fans singing, Sacked in the Morning, does that send a bit of a shiver down your spine when you're standing on the touchline and you hear that?
It does when your own supporters are singing it.
That's true. That's gonna hit you a bit harder, isn't it?
It's happened quite a few times.
Now, coming up across the series, Craig and myself will be joined by managers from the very top of the game to help us tackle a different aspect of the profession, from signing players to dealing with the media to how to properly manage a dressing room full of egos. I was thinking, Craig, this little teaser episode, it's a little bit like a pre-season friendly before we actually kick off with episode one. So are you ready for a bit of pre-season training?
I don't know if I'm going to like this or not. On you go.
I thought we could run through some quick word associations. So I just want the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear each of the following words or phrases.
Okay.
Ready for this? Right. Transfer window.
Shit.
Love that already. My favourite part. Agents. Same answer.
They did some good, some bad.
Leicester City.
Great fun.
Heart of Midlothian.
I love that club.
Scotland.
So proud to have been the manager.
Alex Ferguson.
The best manager there's ever been.
Neil Lennon.
Great guy.
Formations.
Nonsense.
4-6-0 while we're on that.
Oh dear. Fame.
Press conferences.
Enjoyable.
Touchline bust ups.
Many.
Best player managed.
There's so many good players that I've worked with.
What about worst player managed?
Oh, so many swing to mind. I've signed so many of them.
Your biggest regret.
So proud to be the Scotland manager, but if I could rewind, I had a fantastic team at Dundee United and I maybe would have stayed there.
And that, folks, it's a very quick insight into what you can expect with Sacked in the Morning, and we're really looking forward to getting you involved too.
That's right, yeah. If there's anything you've ever wanted to know about the world of football management, we want to hear from you. Email sackedinthemorning@bbc.co.uk and I will do my best to answer. And if I can't, we'll have some incredible guests coming up.
We do, Craig, we do indeed. And that all starts with episode one, where we're going to be joined by former Stoke, West Brom and Crystal Palace manager Tony Pulis. And we're talking about man management. How do you get the most out of your players? Does screaming and shouting at them actually work? And what happens if you have a personality clash with one of your players? Has that ever happened to you, Craig?
I think we'll leave that to episode one, Amy, which is coming real soon. Head to BBC Sounds, subscribe now, and you won't miss it.